Hello there, happy Thursday. Welcome to this edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's devotional was written by Glenn Packiam, and it's titled The True Servant. In 27 BC, the Roman Emperor Octavian came before the Senate to lay down his powers. He'd won a civil war, become the sole ruler of that region of the world, and was functioning like an emperor. Yet he knew such power was viewed suspiciously, so Octavian renounced his powers before the Senate, vowing to simply be an appointed official. Their response? The Roman Senate honored the ruler by crowning him with a civic crown and naming him the servant of the Roman people. He was also given the name Augustus, the Great One. Paul wrote of Jesus emptying himself and taking on the form of a servant. Augustus appeared to do the same, or had he? Augustus only acted like he was surrendering his power, but was doing it for his own gain. Philippians 2:8 tells us that Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Death on a Roman cross was the worst form of humiliation and shame. Today, a primary reason people praise servant leadership as a virtue is because of Jesus. Humility wasn't a Greek or Roman virtue. Because Jesus died on the cross for us, he's the true servant. He's the true Savior. Christ became a servant in order to save us. He made himself nothing so that we could receive something truly great, the gift of salvation and eternal life. Now let's hear about the true servant Jesus in today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading, Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you willingly and humbly gave your life for us and showed us how to truly love. Would you fill our hearts with love and gratitude for this gift today and this season, and help us to display it to the world around us so that your name would be praised. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's word of encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.